Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
To think about it, it is right here, it is right now.
Hot in love, so strange, says you never know.
How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Seriously, I get you the coffee, bring it over here, put it on the desk, and you can't even bring it from the desk to your workplace. Richie has to bring it to you. Seriously.
I mean,
you're just what?
My brain is a little bit scattered.
Zach, that is every day. What's new today?
Well, what's new today is I just realized that Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater have the same birthday?
Okay. I mean, look, that's a little bit odd and different and a cool little unique.
That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if it should blow your mind. Like, I mean, you're flustered right now. You can't get over the fact that Drew and Teddy have the same birthday. Is this going to, like, are you going to be able to do the show today?
I'm not sure.
Are you focused?
We're fixing to find out.
Man. Wow.
I mean, what are the chances?
Get your act together. Get your darn act together.
That the two guys that are embroiled in a quarterback competition have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Both born on November 10th. Teddy in 92 and Drew Locke in 96.
Yeah. I mean, one in 300 and however many days in a year.
Yeah. One in 365.
Something.
I mean, golly. That's just ironic.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes, I do think.
I mean, Lord. All right. Kind of weird.
A little different.
And
we just learned, like, we hadn't heard that before.
No, Sandy just like read a text saying, like, they're, and I'm like, wait, what? I got to fact check this. And sure enough, both born on November 10th. So they'll celebrate their birthdays together here with the Denver Broncos.
Unique,
as well.
Cool, different type of, I don't know, fact, stat, something.
Yeah. Nice little tidbit.
Their
birthday will fall in between week 9 and week 10 at Dallas and home against Philly. So.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting. All right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just interesting. That's all. Stokely and I were just out at a Broncos training camp practice.
Fun day.
Well, depends who you're asking.
Why?
Well, first of all,
I hadn't been out there in a long time.
We hadn't been out there in a week and a half because it was fun.
They were going to Minnesota. Yesterday was closed to the media and the fans, or certain media could only go. And so today was our first day back in over like a week, right?
I have to tell you, I have been having so much fun out there at practice. And it boils down to one thing: not hanging out in the media area and being on the hill with the fans. And on the hill with the fan. And it has been a blast being next to Cecil and you and Tyler. Tyler wasn't there today, but, you know, Richie and our guy is just watching practice and bouncing.
Way to call Tyler out. I like how you called him out.
Watching,
He might have tried to pull to Evans today.
I think he, is speaking at a digital elephant convention.
Hey, don't hate on that. Tyler might be trying to pull an Evans, and you just called him out.
Oh.
Luke, our guy Luke out there
our guy
with us,
Luke,
too.
Yeah, it's been fun getting to know him.
Yeah. No, we got a great crew. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun hanging out there on the hill, watching
some
practice.
Fans.
We only got a couple more days.
That's
meet some great fans. We talked to one today. What was his name?
Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt.
Really, really nice guy.
Had his son with him.
Adorable kid.
Yeah.
I wanted to hold him. I'm like,
yeah, we know. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Did you see that?
No.
The kid was not having it.
No.
He's only 1 year old. I'm like, hey, I'm just meeting you for the first time. Can I hold your son?
I don't know if that's proper protocol nowadays.
Is that not normal?
No, that's not normal.
It's good to meet you, man.
Yeah. Oh, look how how cute your son is. Can I hold it? No, I think that's frowned upon these days.
I love little kids, man. I love little kids. And he was a cutie. But it was good meeting him. Hey, let's just do this right now. Josh from Littleton, shout out. Joe from Bennett, shout out. How about my man Scott, who lives in Albany, New York, flew out for this week just for Broncos training camp.
Really?
Listens to us from my former hometown.
Right, Scott.
Really cool.
Appreciate that.
Greg in Castle Pine says, hey, you got to keep Stokely in line. I say, hey, it's a full-time job, but someone's got to do it. So shout out to those guys. And real quick, shout out to Brandon, UPS Brandon, who I met in the bar on Saturday during a Broncos game, listens every single day.
All right.
So huge shout out.
I'm surprised you remember that after Saturday.
I put it right in my phone.
There you go.
Put it right in my calendar.
You know your limitations.
I do.
Good job.
Which is a strength.
Proud of you. That's right. That's right. Proud of you.
Practice.
Yeah, it was fun being back out there. I don't know what to say, but just like it wasn't very good from the quarterback position, from either guy. Not very good. Not very good.
How could it go from so good on Saturday to as underwhelming of a two-hour period? That was as underwhelming as any practice from the quarterback position that we've seen.
We've had some bad ones. Neither one of them did well, though, to kind of say, okay, that guy separated today. They both underperformed. And like you said, coming off of the Saturday game where they both played so well, to have a practice like that it was like, wow, okay. This, I think that's an outlier. You know, it makes me think that Saturday is just like a one of. Let's not expect that, to see those types of performances consistently this year. That's what I'm led to believe here.
I just said this off the air to James. I said, it makes me question what we saw on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was just twos and threes and backups and vanilla non-schemed defense.
Great minds think alike, right? I mean, that's what makes you think. You look at who Minnesota was, who they played, right? How they played. Vanilla playing just certain basic coverages. They weren't getting any pressure on the quarterback,
right?
And it's like 7-on-7. It's just like take your time, run the football, play action. Let's take a shot, bootleg. Let's hit Trinity Benson for a touchdown, wide open touchdown. Let's not get used to what we saw on Saturday. Let me just put it that way.
Golly, man.
Is that not the truth or not?
No,
I mean, I'm not making anything.
Dude.
I'm not saying Teddy did this and Drew did this because you're going to have people saying, Stokely, you hate Teddy, or Stokely, you hate Drew. And
Anyone who is out at practice can vouch for us because it just was what it was. It just was what it was. I mean, you know how excited I came in here yesterday. I was,
Well, the last time I saw you that excited was when Mark Schlereth called in to tell us that it was inevitable that Aaron Rodgers would be a Denver Bronco here pretty soon. Do we remember that?
Golly. Feels like yesterday.
Huh? That was the last time I saw you that excited.
Oh, man.
Those guys have been coming at you in the morning, I hear. My wife, school started, so she's back running around in the morning. She comes back and gives me the 4111. And
the 4111?
Yeah, 4111.
I think what we're looking for is just the 4111.
Oh. And I put too many ones
on
there?
Put too many ones on
there. Sometimes you just don't know. Like, I just don't know, and so I just continue with it.
It's like the last G in Gregor Williams.
Yeah, you just go with it and just say it real fast, like you do growing, right? Growing injury. And then you just don't really know. Like, oh, okay, I think you nailed it. But she said those guys have been calling you out.
Calling me out?
Yeah, about your comment of pounding D-Mac's, rear end.
Those are my guys. You're the station bully.
You're the station bully. Yeah, and walk on eggshells around Zach.
That is one thing that I have never been called in my life.
I mean, you said what you were going to do to D-Mac, and so I guess those guys are a little bit nervous now being around you. But they've been having some fun with it. So there you go.
Well, the last thing I am is a bully, all right? I don't like bullying. I don't like to see it. You're more of a bully.
Whoa, 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 who you can't deflect what's going on with you and how you tried to intimidate.
You tried to intimidate
D-Mac.
I did not try to intimidate
yes,
D-Mac.
Yes, you did. No, well, anytime you say you're going to pound someone's ass, I mean,
I did not say that I wanted to do that.
Yes,
D-Mac.
You did.
No, I
yes,
didn't.
You did.
No. Actually, let me
yes,
rephrase
you did.
That.
Richie, did we have that cut?
No, hold on. What I said was, I love D-Mac. See, this one gets lost in that soundbite. I said, I love D-Mac.
Oh, you love D-Mac, but
about once a year, I want to pound his ass.
Okay, yes. And so, and that was the once a year.
And
you said you were going to come in here, and if you didn't apologize, smack him around. There was a lot of threats being thrown out there, so don't backtrack off all your threats in the intimidating fashion that you set them in. And then you try to deflect and you throw it on me that I am the bully
around
here.
Ass.
There we go. See? And that was in reference to D-Mac, now D-Mac was calling you a liar.
I felt D-Mac was very disrespectful to me, so that's how I handled it. Maybe it was a little bit too much. We're past that. D-Mac and I are past it.
Yeah, but y'all are past it, but guess what? We're not past it.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Everybody else didn't pass it. And so that stuff just didn't go away because y'all are past it. Nope, we're going to have fun. And speaking of it, Richie was walking out with me today. We had a couple great listeners behind. And like, hey, so I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're like, make sure Zach doesn't pound you in the ass today. So,
oh, my God.
I'm not trying to go tough guy here.
So there you go. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't.
How do we get here?
I literally thought about driving in my car.
My God.
Tyler Palumbo just texted us.
And addressing him face to face.
It's been an interesting
What did Tyler
start.
Say?
Oh.
What did Tyler say?
Oh.
What's going on with Tyler?
Keep his business out the streets.
Oh, no.
That's pretty much what he said.
He wasn't in the car with the wife, was he?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that, TC.
Oh, man. No, he's not. He does it to me all the time. But look, the quarterback thing was underwhelming. Underwhelming today, to say the least.
It was bad, Stokely.
Yeah.
Let's just say it. It was bad.
It was bad quarterback play from both guys.
No one won the day. One guy just fell on his face more than the other.
Yeah, who do you think fell on their face a little bit more than the other?
Unfortunately, off the heels of Saturday, it was Drew. I mean, Drew was just, he was off. He was inaccurate. He didn't have a turnover, but there was like balls that like were uncatchable for anyone. It was just not ideal. Practice could not have ended in a worse way. 2 minutes and 10 seconds put on the clock, one timeout, down seven. It was just not good. Drew is, and I watch it every single day. And if you were out there today or other days during camp, you have seen it because there has not been a practice that has gone by where we haven't seen one thing consistently. And today we saw it 5, 6, 7 times. Just in real life, you're dead. You're dead.
Yeah.
In real life, on a Sunday afternoon, I'm doing Hail Marys. Like you're dead, and the plays get blown dead, literally because you're sacked. Guys can't hit Drew in practice. Thankfully, he doesn't process as quickly as Bridgewater did not do anything that inspired me today.
No.
But Drew just is slow to process. And unfortunately, there was a moment in practice that, there's two things that will stick with me from today's practice. One is when, is it okay if I just go here? I'm just kind of going off here because I want to get your thoughts of practice too. But
yeah,
there was a moment where Bridgewater went out with
It's our show. I mean, yeah, if you want to, you just roll.
Bridgewater went out with his group.
Uh huh.
Took his reps. Now it's Drew's turn.
Yep.
It was, I don't know, 2 or 3 plays into his series, and Pat Shermer yanked him out of the drill and put Teddy back in. And there was an animated conversation. Drew was kind of looked like he was explaining himself with his arms, and Shermer's kind of like, you know, talking back at him and like using his hands so you can tell sort of a little bit. I'm not saying anyone was getting chewed out or anything like that.
Well, Shermer was hot to begin with. So, like, right after the play, you could see him being really frustrated. Right. And then next thing you know, like Drew is in the huddle Drew is in the huddle getting ready to call the play, and here comes Teddy jogging in and having to, like, tap Drew on the shoulder like, okay, I'm replacing you here.
Right.
But Pat Shurmur obviously was really, really upset at something that happened during that play with Drew. Didn't go through his progressions, didn't see a guy that was open, and I hadn't seen Pat Shurmur like that. Not this year. Not quite like that. And, you know, Drew's third rep. Next thing you know, Teddy comes running in and kind of has to tap Drew out of the huddle and then go ahead.
And I mean, that unto itself, I thought, was really telling. That there was just a boiling point with Shurmur with Drew. And the other moment that will stick with me, and this probably more than any other moment in today's practice, like a year from now I'll be able to recall this. Teddy Bridgewater dropping back. Play is just unfolding poorly, wants to get rid of the football, goes to chuck it.
Wait, no.
Okay,
it's a screen play. Okay, it's a screen play, and you know what happens when the running back gets held up on the screen play, right? What do quarterbacks do? They throw it at the guy's feet, right? And so that's what it was. It was a screen play, and it got muddied up. There's defensive linemen there. Go ahead. So he went to go throw it away.
And he chucked it directly into the defender's yarbles. I mean, just plunked him. And this dude, and I'm serious, this dude was
number
in...
Number 50.
Number 50. I'm going to pull up his name here in a second. But this dude was in so much pain. And he was down and didn't get up.
I mean, usually you throw it at their feet, right? It's like a basketball player that's jumping out of bounds to save the ball,
correct,
right? And throws it off the other guy.
Correct.
Well, you know, sometimes they can kind of, if they're a little bit upset, they'll throw it hard, right? And they'll try to beam the guy in the head, whatever. It doesn't matter. But
right,
it was like that. And Teddy, you know, he wasn't trying to. He's just trying to throw it at the guy's feet. And this guy comes in the way and just takes it right to the...
And the O line, you know, after about 4 or 5 minutes, came over, tried to have some fun with him. Old PETA. PETA was not PETA was not having fun.
No.
Ouch, down population, you bro.
I mean, PETA had to go to another field. Number 50, PETA.
Teo
Mapeano.
Yeah.
Linebacker from Utah.
Yeah, yeah. He took a shot.
PETA T.
I think that might be a play that, you know, like, hey, if they sniff out the screen, just throw it right into the junk. Right. Wham. I don't know. That might be a thing now.
I mean, honestly, with Pat Shurmur, we're never sure.
Or we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
We're trying to throw it directly into his groin.
Right. But, yes, that was very memorable. So there was two.
Have you ever seen that? You've been around the game your whole life. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Not once. And you see it all the time on screen plays where it doesn't work out and the quarterback just kind of throws it straight in the ground and, you know, right by the running back's feet. And it's like, whatever. Never seen a guy get taken down like that. Never, ever, ever on a play like
but
that.
But it just, in a bizarre, ironic way, it just is sort of like a microcosm of this quarterback competition.
Welcome to Broncos land.
It felt like that moment.
Right.
It's like, we're all like, wait, did that just happen?
Welcome to Bronco land.
Thank you, John. Just when you think things can't get stranger, it just takes a turn, and it's like nothing going on at practice. The next thing you know, this guy just takes it. A one-off. Never seen it in my 15 years, 5 years of college. Never seen anything like it.
Crazy. But going back to the play with Pat Shurmur and pulling out Drew Locke, today was exceptionally poor, I thought, for Drew. Teddy was not good. But by Teddy just being not good, I thought he won the day. I thought this was a bad day for Drew. And also, let me bounce this off you, and I don't know if I'm being too much conspiracy theorist, but the way that practice ended, it was a 2-minute drill, and it was just bad from Drew Locke and the offense. I don't want to put it just on Drew, but for Drew Locke and his group, it was bad.
Yeah.
And they blew it dead. That's how practice ended. They blew it dead. It wasn't like Teddy go out there and do the same drill, because that's sort of customary. Both guys get a run at it. And it was so poor, they blew it dead, and that's how practice ended. And I'm just raising the question, like, did you think that was unusual?
I don't know what was planned. You know, sometimes that's planned, hey, we're just going to give this one group a shot at it, and then that will be it. Because, you know what, no matter how bad it is, you want to, if you have it planned to give the other group an opportunity, you usually follow through with it, right? I mean, you know, Vic is over there. He's over there with the defensive guys. So he's happy. He's not, like, upset that the defense is dominating and that offense looks terrible. So he's not going to blow it dead because of that. You know, usually offensive coaches, something like that's going on, you know, they get pissed.
Right.
Right? But Vic is a defensive guy. He's over there with the defense. He's loving life. You know, there was a play there where Drew, you know, took too long and tried to escape the puck, and Vic's yelling like, you know, play's over, right? I mean, he's loving life over there. Defense had a great day. Offense struggled. So I think that was probably planned. That's my only explanation. Our practice went a little bit longer than we thought it would.
It did.
So that was, they said they started at 9. That was pushing 2:20. So they have time limits, you know, that they have to be on the clock. If not, they'll get Dr. Fifth Round Pick, or, you know, something will happen. Somebody will, you know, talk to the NFLPA, and there'll be an investigation, and you don't want that if you're Vic. So it might have been time crunch. You can only be out there for so long.
Maybe so. Maybe
but
so.
Usually if you have something, you know, planned, you're going to get it in. And I wouldn't think that they would have stopped it short just because of the offense struggling.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that. That's a very reasonable
thought. But it was bad.
Thought.
Yeah, it was
but
bad
it was
there
like
at the
not
end.
Not the ideal way to end practice.
No. Unless you're a defensive
unless
guy.
Unless you're a defensive guy.
You don't really care. It's like perfect way to end it.
I'm just not used to that. I'm just not.
Right,
like,
Reggie. Bill. Right? Eddie Don.
Got him,
baby.
Got
dominated him again. That's what we do. Let's go.
You know, it's.
Let's go get a snack.
It was just.
I'll watch that quarterback later tonight. I ain't worried about that. Glass of wine. Watch the QBs. Late night. A defense, so how we dominated today.
Right before he watches Friends to end the night.
Little Friends Seinfeld quarterbacks in between Friends and Seinfeld.
Do you remember that? He said he watches Friends late night.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, he said when he first got the job, that's what he watches late night.
I can't get down with Friends, bro. No.
Oh, are you going to piss
the
people off today,
boy?
Hey.
I don't care.
Hey, guess
get
what?
Pissed.
Hey, guess
if
what?
If they want to get pissed
guess
about
what?
That, then get in line with everybody else.
Already know.
Right. Get in line with everybody else if that pisses you off. Friends, can't stand it.
Can't stand it?
No, can't stand
you
it.
You hate Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, sure. All of them.
Are they dating in real life now, Richie just said?
That's what I heard. I heard Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer are like.
What?
They're like, you know, there's
she
rumors.
She can't keep a
pictures.
Guy. Something's up with her. She can't keep a guy.
Stop it, Stoke.
She can't.
Stop it.
Like, what's, like you're that attractive and you can't keep a guy? I mean, like, so, just, look, something's up. I'm just telling you.
Man, oh, man. Stoke
down
coming
on Friends.
In hot today. You're
down on Friends.
Down on Friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Seinfeld?
Overrated.
Seinfeld?
Oh.
I'm a Seinfeld guy.
Top three all time.
Okay.
Maybe number one.
Love Seinfeld.
How could you not?
Love Seinfeld. But I feel like you kind of got to choose a little bit.
That's fine. It's not even close. It's not even a competition. It's not 50-50. It's not a coin flip. I mean, this thing is a blowout city. It's
Seinfeld
all day.
Greater than sign Friends.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen or Tom Petty?
Oh. I'm not going to answer that one.
Why?
I'm not going to answer that one. I got to think about it.
All right.
I got to think about it.
Ask me.
I know who you're going to say.
Tom Petty.
I know who you're going to say.
Tom Petty.
Take that one.
Take that for data. Oh! Are you kidding me? This right here? I'll tell you what. Close my eyes. Man, I remember me and my wife sat about fifth, sixth row. Petty. And I was in an otherworldly state.
Mm.
And I felt like Tom was just...
Playing for you and your wife.
He was literally just playing for us.
Really?
I ain't kidding you. Saratoga Performing Arts Center circa 2007.
Oh my gosh.
Tom Petty changed my life, man. Tom Petty changed my life. Never met the guy. Changed my life.
Hey, that's prophetic there.
All right, there's one player from Saturday's game versus Minnesota.
Otherworldly?
Otherworldly, my friend.
You care to explain?
My soul was down looking at my body.
Oh.
Looking at Tom playing for me.
Right. How is that?
Euphoric. There's one player from Saturday's game versus Minnesota whose numbers look fine, but the eye test may leaves something
what
to be desired.
What an opening to the show today. Wow, we've hit it all. We've hit it all.
Send us for one of those awards,
wow.
Richie.
Yeah, one of those.
We'll be right back.
It's Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
Oh, Lordy. There's one player from Saturday's game versus the Vikings whose numbers look fine, but the eye test may leave something to be desired. This is a thought of Brandon Stokely's, who gets a rare producer credits for today's show, I suppose.
You know, well-rounded, five-tool host slash producer, you know, whatever else you want to throw in there.
I'd say two and a half to three tools.
I'll take three and a half. Let's compromise.
All right, I'll meet you in the middle here. Whose numbers looked fine, but the eye test left something to be desired?
That would be none other than a guy that we...
Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Whose numbers look fine, but the eye... It wouldn't be KJ Hamler, because his numbers were great, and the eye test was just as good as the two receptions, 105 yards and a tug. Can't wait to start talking like that again.
You kind of stopped doing that last year. I think you realized it wasn't cool. It wasn't hip. It wasn't, you know, all of those things.
Man.
And you stopped doing it. You stopped the one a day.
I
was giving you one.
Yeah, I could do it one a day.
But that was 2 years ago. Last year, you kind of got away from it. I thought it had died.
I did. The Broncos didn't score touchdowns.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Couldn't use it the way I wanted to.
Accurate. Yep.
Whose numbers were good but didn't pass? I don't know where you're going here, partner.
Royce Freeman. He had one nice run. I was liking what I was seeing. And then when things got a little congested in there, I'm like, let's go. Hey, you are a bowling ball. You are a, you know, a bruiser. Let me see you lower the pads and get those extra 2 yards. And I didn't see it. I was really, really disappointed. You look at his stat line. It's like, oh.
Really good.
5 for 33. 66 yards. Now he had an 18-yard run in there.
66 yards? Did he have?
I said 33. 6.6 yards a carry.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I said. You just heard me. You just didn't hear
five
me.
Five carries, 33 yards, 66 yards. Wait.
6.6.
He just doubled his original yards. 6.6 yards per carry.
Yes, that's what I said, Zach.
Yeah.
Stay with me. 18-yard long. So the numbers look great. Averaging over 6.5 yards a carry. We take that, right?
Yeah. I'd say
but
so.
The bulk, they had two or three carries there towards the end, his last few carries, and it got muddied up. And that's where I want to see him make something happen. Anybody can run the football when there's wide open spaces, right? I got friends in low places.
Mm.
Huh? Yeah. You see how I did that?
That was free.
Shout out, Garth.
Blame it all on my roots.
Oh, I showed up
in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
Woo! I mean, come on. Garth? Oh, woo!
What's the next line? Oh, is this the song? Okay.
Oh, man.
Golly. Hey, this is summer right here. This is the sounds of summer.
All right.
Blame it all on my roots.
Oh.
I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
Ugh.
The last one to know.
Oh.
The last one to show was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Yeah.
And I saw Mr. and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne.
Boom, 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 boom.
I toasted you. Said, honey, we may be through.
Here we go. Let's go.
Indigenous
spaces.
right. Thank you, Richie.
Woo!
This show is going off the tracks in a hurry.
It is way off the tracks. We've crashed and burned a few times now.
Good Lord.
Might as well just keep the party going. But,
I guess
but Royce Freeman, Zach, and nice singing, by the way.
Thank you, man.
I didn't think you would like be able to, you know, just go with Garth like that.
Tell you what, man.
You're multi-talented, so you surprise us sometimes.
Not here by accident.
Nope. Good work there. That was fun. Anytime we could have some Garth. Love
hilarious.
Garth. But Royce, for me.
Let me just say, the most recent two texts. Uh-huh. Please stop. Some of these, I can't. This show has achieved a new low. And did Stoke and Zach get high before this?
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
we're going to figure this out.
We'll get it back on track.
We're going to iron this out.
Hopefully. But
Royce Freeman.
Yeah, Royce, to me, man, I was so excited to see him. That was going to be my guy that had a great game, I think. The star of the game for me was going to be Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
And the moneymaker, the things that he has to do is turn those 2-yard plays into 4-yard plays. Mm. You know, not the big things. He's got to do the little things.
Right.
And when there's not a hole there, give me 3 yards, right? Find a way to get positive yards and use that big body. And
but his body's not so big anymore.
He looks great, though. He is put together nicely.
He looks like a professional athlete.
Yes. So, I mean, no, he's not like, you know, 240. I mean, he's not fat. I mean, but he's just like this. He's in shape. He looks great. Sometimes you kind of run over people.
Yeah, but he's never been that way. Like, we kind of wanted him to be that way because of his body type. Had a little C.J. Anderson in him, right? Little bit of, you know, Mr. Kool-Aid Man bursting through that brick wall.
Right.
But he's not that guy.
No, but he needs to be that guy because if you're not the speed guy, you need to have something.
Well, you know, if I asked you the question, what's the best attribute about Royce Freeman as a running back? How would you answer that question? And I'm not trying to be dismissive of Royce. No. He's Oregon's all-time leading rusher. He's in the NFL for a reason.
Right.
You know, some guys wash out right away. He hasn't. So there's got to be something. But I just don't know, like, if I were to describe to someone, say, you know, who's Royce Freeman, I don't know how I would answer that question.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, what's his strengths? What does he do best? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't think he does anything great. But I was hoping to see something that just said, okay, this guy is different this year than the other 3 years. And he's got a great opportunity with Boone being hurt.
Right.
And to really showcase himself. And like I said, the stats look great. But my eye test and what I wanted to see, like, not the wide open runs. Anybody can do that. I got it. But, you know, can you get those couple extra yards by just lowering the pads, getting low, getting skinny, whatever the case may be, and finding a way to get 3 or 4 when there's nothing there? And he wasn't able to do that. So I walked away a little bit disappointed in Royce Freeman.
I think that's fair. And I think the setup for that is perfect because, and this is why you can't be a stat monger.
Yeah.
You can't just hover over the stat sheet and say, this is what happened.
Stat monger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've heard that, but what is exactly is a monger?
Just,
do you have that definition? You don't even know. Do you know how to spell it?
M-O-N-G-E-R.
Okay. We hope.
I really don't know the exact definition, but you lean into it so often. You're
right.
You know, maybe
I know the same. This one I know the same, but I'm just like, not like.
I think the most common term is like he's a warmonger, like someone who, you know, leans into conflict. You're a fear monger.
Okay.
You drum up fear. You know, when maybe there's you make it more than it is type thing.
Gotcha.
So you just can't hover over a stat sheet, the box score with a magnifying glass, say, Royce Freeman, 5 carries, 33 yards. That's 6.6 yards per carry, number one on the team from Saturday. Therefore, you know, he was the best running back. That's not true. That's not true. So I like that. But he does have an opportunity, and he's got another good one coming this Saturday against Seattle.
Yeah, just need to see a little bit more from him. And after he started off hot, one of those, you know, his big run was early, and I was like, okay, let's go. And then
the late runs, I just didn't see what I needed to see.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make your own hole.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you just got to go, I'm going to get 3 yards here. Nothing's there. I'm going to find a way to get there. And that's what separates, you know, making the football team and not making the football team a good running back to a, you know, starting running back. All those things. I mean, you have to be able to do that, especially in Royce Freeman's situation. If you're not going to do anything, if you're just going to be just a guy, find a guy anywhere.
You know who he reminds me of thus far in his career?
Who?
Devontae Booker.
Mm.
You kind of just want him to be something that he's not.
Right. That's
and
good.
You keep waiting and waiting and, you know, maybe it's now. And sometimes a guy just is who he is.
Yeah.
So, look, unless, of course, you're playing the Broncos and he's dragging, you know, guys in orange and blue into the
end zone. Yeah. I mean,
that'll happen time to time.
Every now and then. You know, let me just get on my back. Let me go.
Get on my back. All right. More observations.
Was that the best game of his career?
Probably so. I remember he had a
last
run
year against the Broncos, right, with the Raiders in Vegas.
Yes, 2-touchdown game. He had a run against the Indianapolis Colts in 2017, where he leapt over a dude's head that would have been like the number one play on SportsCenter. Call back
by
Garrett Bolsholtz. Mm.
That's the old days, though, man. Bolsy don't do that anymore.
Nope. All right,
got that fixed.
Right. Well, more reaction. Stokely and I were out at practice. All right. More observations. And it was a rough day for one group in particular. And it has got to get cleaned up in a hurry. We'll tell you who it was next.
It's Training Camp 50-50. Teddy versus Drew. Powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
Oak and I were out at Broncos training camp. Do a star of the day here in a few minutes. We're going to talk to John Clayton here in a little bit. Check in with one of our friends at the station a little bit later on. It's going to be a fun day. It's been a fun day so far. So appreciate you guys rocking with us. If you want to send in your karaoke request, you can hit us up at 303-713-1043.
We got it.
This is what we're doing today, I suppose.
Free for all.
Stoke, a rough day out at camp for pass catchers. I mean, case of the dropsies was widespread today.
Yeah, it seemed like Noah had a couple. Cortland had one. Teddy threw him a nice ball in the end zone. Just a little dive, you know, and low, perfect. I mean, right, it looked like you trying to catch, like, right, like, holy cow, did that hit a brick wall? I mean, come on, Cortland.
When have you ever seen me drop a ball?
I've never seen you try to catch it, but that's just kind of like in my mind how I would view it. You try, because I've seen you.
You see me what?
Play cornhole. Not very athletic doing that.
I mean, you're literally talking about someone who got put on the Jumbotron at Coors Field on Father's Day 2018.
Oh, yeah.
To play cornhole.
Yep.
And just aced it, went home with a prize package. All right.
Put some respect on that.
Some respect on it.
That's my bad.
With the guy
that's
with the bad. Funny suit.
Right.
The guy with the funny suit.
Yeah.
He remembers me.
All right.
I promise you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But that's just kind of what I picture. Like, you trying to catch a football. That's what Cortland Sutton looked like right there. Overall, yeah, way too many drops today. It happens, right? I mean, I think overall it's been really good from all of those guys catching the ball throughout camp. When you talk about receivers, running backs, and tight ends. I can't think of I think Judy has dropped one pass all of camp.
Yeah, he's been
I don't
great.
Know if he dropped one today or not. I don't think he did, but I'm not quite sure if earlier in practice if he dropped one or not.
Apparently people were on social media saying that Judy should have caught that ball in the end zone from Drew on Saturday on the first series of the game, the 4th and 2.
Yeah, didn't the guy knock it down?
Yeah, the guy had his. But people are quick. People are quick.
Right, when it's even close.
Right.
But you know, it could have been a little bit better route. Hey, guess what? Other guys get paid too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Those are pros.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a perfect throw from Drew. Wasn't out in front of him. It was a little bit behind him. You know, slant. You want that thing out in front. DB made a good play. Hats off. Those guys get paid too, right? So I put it more on the route. Certainly he didn't drop it, but it was just not his best route. Guy made a good play. That's the NFL. It happens. But, yeah, I think overall it was the worst day for the skill position players catching the football that we've seen. Yeah. We haven't seen a day like that.
No.
But it happens sometimes. And like I've always said, sometimes it's good to have a bad day. Coaching points, you know, I mean, if you're the wide receiver coach, the tight end coach, the offensive coordinator, you know, you get guys focused again. You know, hey, when we're not on top of our game, look what we look like. That was ridiculous. So sometimes it's good to have a bad day, and I think it's one of those days. We haven't seen that a lot during camp. That's an outlier. It's all good. Just can't see it again.
And
I'm not expecting to. I haven't seen Noah Fant drop a bunch of balls.
No.
Had a couple today.
Yep.
Cortland
Sutton in the back of the end zone had a dime from Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Dime. And just...
the one he kind of dove for, right?
Yeah.
The one that looked like you.
Yeah.
Like, stone. Like, whoa, holy cow.
See? Here are your bully tendencies coming out.
Oh, that's bully tendencies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bullying. Man.
So just not a great day, but like you said, you know, if you're gonna try to spin it, like sometimes sometimes it's good to have a bad day.
Yeah.
So like, okay.
And
but we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
No, these are good times.
I just think, especially with the Broncos, you know, after the way that you performed Saturday, right? And you just roll through the Vikings. You know, sometimes you just be walking around with your chest a little bit too far out, you know? And it's a good thing to have a bad day. You follow me?
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, guys.
Let's get refocused. We haven't arrived.
I mean, look.
We haven't done anything yet.
Right. Well, who do we think we are?
Right.
Yeah, we played well. We executed. Well, that can happen. But when we don't, look what we look like. We're not good enough to think we've arrived. And that's the message going to be from the head coach and the offensive coordinator. So it's perfect. It's you need, you know, sometimes you can start feeling a little bit too good about yourself.
Sure.
For, you know, playing good in one preseason game where the other team played all their backups.
Right.
It's just human nature. So it's good to have a little bit of a letdown sometimes, and the coaches can, you know, get on you and get you refocused. And I think that's what will happen here. And hopefully it's a one of.
Follow up question about Jerry Jeudy and that play on the goal line, 4th and 2. Obviously, it's the first series of the game. You know, the Broncos going down and scoring on their first series is something that they actually had the longest streak in the NFL, if you remember.
Yeah.
A year ago, not doing that. Every team in the league at one point in the season had done that. The Broncos had not. And I actually forget if they ever ended up doing it. So forgive me. They're my memory. That's a blind spot for me. But.
You're forgiven.
They had an opportunity to do it. I heard Cecil out there at practice say, hey, you know, Judy's kind of doing this ghost step. Someone on the text line saying that Nate Jackson, and I didn't hear this, said that Nate said it was more on Jeudy than on Locke. Do you have a quick thought on that after playing that position for 15 years and how went down?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an awful throw, so it's definitely more on Jeudy. You got to get open. You got to make a good route. And that's usually where Jeudy shines. He just didn't do a good job of getting open. You know, maybe settle a little bit more, maybe run a little bit closer on the guy's toes. There's different ways to get open. Just what he did didn't work right that time. So it's just one of those things where, like I said, you know, the other team gets paid too. I mean, they got pros over there also. You're not going to always be wide open, especially in the NFL. Guy did a good job. Learn from it. Do something a little bit different next time, possibly, to get open. But I didn't see anything like glaringly wrong with his route. Just the other guy made a good play on it. He was sitting a little bit inside. That's when you wish you had the fade. He was kind of sitting on that slant route.
Right.
You saw, if you watched any of the highlights from the training camp practices, Jeudy hit him with a couple of nice slant routes. During practice and 1-on-1s and 7-on-7 and this guy was sitting inside. And, you know, sometimes those guys guess, and they guess right. Sometimes they guess wrong. And if you had the fade like Trinity Benson had, I bet he was going to be wide open, easy catch. And just, you know, it's one of those things. But I didn't see anything that I thought like, oh, my gosh, awful route, Jerry Jeudy. Not at all. Just, and it wasn't an awful pass from Drew Locke. The DB made a good play.
All right.
Sometimes that's the way it goes.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave that there for now. Our senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com says, old Vic Fangio saying this thing is even Steven. He's throwing a challenge flag on that. Well, he will join us next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.